This way of contemplation goes from India, where contemplation is an old, old story, to China. Buddhism enters China about the first century AD, 67 AD is the date usually given. Then for about 500 years, the translation of texts from Sanskrit into Chinese occupied people. People became very much interested, as religious people often do, in details of cult, of ritual discipline, of the interpretation of words, and all that kind of thing. And then an Indian Buddhist came to China named Bodhidharma, and he sat facing a wall for 9 years and didn't say a darn word. And the point here was, Buddhism consists in an illumination up here, not a proper reading of a text, not the proper performance of a ritual. It consists in having something happen inside. Meditation, dhyana, is the main exercise. This is the beginning of Zen. Exactly the contrary discipline to that of Amida Buddhism, where we sit with rituals and incense and lights and all this kind of thing and images. Here we're saying we don't need any of that. This is the way of the disciplined mind. Well, this isn't really very congenial to the Chinese. Perhaps you know the Chinese spirit. It's one that Spengler calls wandering. So, the story now goes of this wonderful Huineng. Now, this again is legendary, but it's given always as a true story. A farm boy whose father had died and who was supporting his mother. He was supporting his mother by carrying wood around and delivering it to people's houses. And he was waiting for somebody to answer the doorbell when he heard somebody reciting the Diamond Cutter Sutra. That's the one that says, all is emptiness, form is emptiness, no self, no being, no clouds, no world. And he got it. So then he goes to a monastery, leaves his mother and all, goes to the monastery, and comes in. Well, he can't read Sanskrit or even Chinese, so he's put to work in the kitchen. This is the great Huineng, when he died, 713 A.D. It's with Huineng that Buddhism becomes really Far Eastern, not Indian. He's working in the kitchen. Well, the young monks are under the discipline of an abbot, and the abbot is getting pretty old. It's time for him to retire. And so he sets up a little contest. Anyone who can write 4 verses summing up Buddhism and give the most lucid exposition of Buddhism will be the next abbot. So there was a young man in the monastery whom everybody knew was going to be the great one, and he wrote on the wall, the body is the tree of illumination. That say it's within yourself that you find this. The mind is a mirror bright. The mind is the mirror through which illumination is achieved. Always keep it dusted clean. Let dust, less dust on it alight. Well, that was it. Huineng, in the kitchen, asks his friend to read him that. And the friend reads it and he says, now write this. The mind is not the bow tree. The body is not the bow tree. The mind, no mirror bright. Since nothing is, on what should dust alight? Well, this is really one step closer to the ultimate doctrine. Well, when the abbot came down next morning, all the monks were jabber, jabber, jabbering. No one knew who wrote that on there. And the abbot pretended to be very, very angry. He took his slipper and he wiped this off. And the young monks went through their day. Then that evening, the abbot calls Huineng to him. Come up here. Here are the robes of office. Here is the bowl, the begging bowl of the patriarch. Go away. What would happen to the discipline of all these young monks if their religion should be broken up like this with ultimate illumination? They're not ready for it yet. The point is, you're not supposed to sit. That's not what it's all about. Walk around. So this is the illumination of walking around as you live, what you're doing. Well, now, when you read about Zen, there's something rather confusing about it. Because this story of Hui Neng is told us and told us and told us and given us the typical story of Zen. But then behind that, there's Bodhidharma, the one who sat facing the wall all these years. Then go to Japan and go to a Zen monastery, and what do you see? You see rows of austere little monks sitting in the most fantastically controlled meditation postures. What's all this about? And then read a little bit about the history of Zen in Japan and what group of people it served, and you will learn that it was the Buddhism of the samurai, of the knights, of the warrior monks. Now this gives you the clue to Zen.